These people don't need charity. They need a way to help themselves, Jordan told Millard. Together, they decided to set up a corporation funded by donations. The capital would go for land and building materials. The corporation would erect simple, decent houses and sell them at cost. The buyers themselves would be encouraged to put hundreds of hours of sweat equity into their own houses and to invest time in the construction of a neighbor's house. Excited by the idea, Millard and Linda gathered up the children and moved to Jordan's Koinonia farm. Building would start at the farm, on land it already owned. Millard laid out 42 half-acre lots and began touring to raise money and recruit volunteers. Letters to Koinonia farm supporters around the country brought in thousands of dollars. Millard hired contractors to lay the foundations and install plumbing and wiring. The price of the first house, which included three bedrooms and a modern kitchen, was about $6,000. The buyers were Bon and Emma Johnson, who lived with their children in a nearby shack. At last, Millard was certain that he had found his calling. By 1972, his first 27 houses were up and occupied. Many of the families had never lived in a warm house with indoor plumbing. Millard wondered if the idea of blossoming in Georgia might flower elsewhere, so he accepted a 3-year assignment from the Christian Church to launch the building of 114 houses in Zaire, Africa. Linda and the children accompanied him. When they returned to America in 1976, Millard had a mental blueprint for an international assault on poverty housing. He called it Habitat for Humanity. Like the Koinonia project, Habitat would be financed by donations and buyers' monthly payments without a penny of government funds.